Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Thank you. Affectionately welcome all of you for this installment of Compassion Tuesday. For those of you who've joined us for the first time, let me explain the idea of this Compassion Tuesday. Throughout my life as a monk, people have approached me to pray for them or to give them blessings. And I have taken this serious, but when it became so many people who asked me to pray for them, I needed to find out something which would be more effective than going one by one by one by one and spending an hour with every case, so to say. And I began to research a little bit on the idea of benefiting others or compassion. And I found out that compassion for others is actually the main dharma which Vaishnavas in this world need to do. On the path of bhakti, it's not all about us, me. It is about others as well. Because in some way, a spiritualist understands that we are one entire family, not only of mankind, but of all living beings. So I decided to look for a good day on which I could do a collective prayer, where I could send good feelings and good wishes and in some ways also blessings out. And I came to this Tuesday because Tuesday is the day of a very important avatar of Lord Krishna, Nrisimhadev, and it is also the day of Hanuman. So each Tuesday now for quite some time, we are guiding, we are doing meditation, compassion meditation. But what we have started now since a few Tuesdays is to invite others to join us and make a collective meditation, a collective prayer session. And I think it is good to do it at this time because many people feel anxieties due to the changes in life. Good. This as the background. Compassion is powerful. A little while ago, I became aware of a nurse in Buenos Aires who went each single day to a little boy who was lying in the bed and said, "I love you." This little boy had been badly abused by his father. Abused in many ways, beaten, sexual abuse, what have you not. And he, as a result, had been totally withdrawn. He did not communicate and his whole body was covered by, you know, he had broken limbs and blue eyes when he was brought into the hospital. The doctors soon found out the terrible diagnosis. He would never live again a healthy life. He would be mentally retarded for the rest of his life. Important functions in his body due to the beating would not work. And they had given up on him. So each day, this one nurse, against the advice of the other doctors, went to the little boy who was there kind of vegetating in his bed and bowed over him and said, "I love you." Doctors said, "Don't. There is no need to do this." Difficulty, but we have overcome it. So please be patient. We will come back to you. We are here near the Baltic Sea at a house of some wonderful devotees, and I spent the whole day sitting near the ocean and reading and chanting and praying, and now we are only back, and sometimes it takes a little bit time to settle again after such a beautiful day into the world of the technology. I was going to tell you that compassion has a lot of strengths. There was this a badly beaten up boy in a hospital in Buenos Aires, and the doctors had given up on him. He wouldn't speak, he wouldn't communicate, he wouldn't be able to lift his hand even as a sign that he was still alive. Important physical functions did not work. But there was one very compassionate nurse who had not given up on him. All the doctors just wanted to get rid of him. And this nurse came every morning before she started her work to the bed of the little boy and just expressed that she cared for him. She said, "I love you." Now, after some time, the boy began to respond to external stimuli. Soon he was able to lift the hand when he was asked, and after some time he started to speak again, and now he's really healthy again. Compassion heals. The interesting thing is, it doesn't only heal others, it heals also the person who is compassionate, who thinks compassionate thoughts, who speaks compassionate words, and who acts compassionately. This one feeling, which can be put into a simple practice that we will do, will heal not only the person we are compassionate to, but us as well. In the Bhakti scriptures, and I think I mentioned it in the beginning, it is said that our main duty on the spiritual path is to be compassionate towards others. Jivadaya, it is called. There is an interesting little event surrounding this in the life of the great avatar of the chanting of the holy name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His biographer, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, says, "Whatever I have described gives merely an indication, but by following that indication, one may get the perfection of life." So here, in this little story, which happened in the time of Chaitanya, we get an indication. If we follow it, we get the perfection of our life. Here's what happened. Every year, the great devotee Sivananda Sena organized a pilgrimage from Bengal all the way to Puri, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed. A good number of people from Bengal came on that pilgrimage. And then one day, a street dog joined the party. Now, street dogs are not dealt with very kindly in India. The dog is known for his lack of respect. He even urinates on a sacred tulasi plant. And people are very, very skeptical to come close to dogs. They are even throwing stones at them, because often they are diseased and aggressive and disturbed from their street life. But Sivananda Sena was compassionate to this dog. When the dog followed his pilgrimage party, he invited him in. He gave him every evening cooked rice. And when they came to a river where they needed to take a boat to cross the river and continue their journey, Sivananda Sena paid the boatman for taking along the dog, which he would never have done. One day, it is reported, the dog was found missing, and when Shivananda Sena inquired from his servant whether he had cooked the daily meal of rice for the dog, the servant said, "I totally forgot." Immediately, Shivananda Sena felt so much compassion that this dog is one of us, that he sent 10 people out to search for the dog, but he could not be found. When they finally reached Puri, however, and went all to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they saw the dog was also there in the room, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fed him by throwing some pulp of the green coconut to him to eat. And then Mahaprabhu said to the dog, "Chant Hare Krishna." And the dog, electrified by the compassion of the Lord, began to chant, "Krishna, Krishna." After 2 days, the dog was nowhere to be seen. The text says, "Ara dina ge keha thara dekha na paila, siddha deha pana kukura." Kukura means dog. "Vaikunthete gela." The next day, no one saw the dog, for it had obtained its spiritual body and departed for Vaikuntha, the eternal spiritual kingdom. This is the result of compassion, which can be seen in the attitude of those who are on the bhakti path. When you meet true bhaktas, you will always find they are compassionate. This story of the dog gives an indication that this compassion is not given because someone is very qualified. No, sometimes those who are most unqualified but most direly in need are the objects of the compassion of those merciful souls. If all of us could just enter the world of active compassion, we will definitely have a very good influence on what is going on in the world. See, quantum physics tells us that events, people, even atoms are connected, even, you know, over a big span of, distance, over time and so on. So if someone sends compassion from one locality, one place, due to his or her being connected with everything else, that compassion will come as a healing vibration into the world. I would like to now guide all of us in a compassion meditation. After we have done the meditation, we will go directly into a kirtan. May the waves of our compassion emanate from our heart and really provide healing to many people, and may that kirtan do the same. All right. I request you to sit straight but comfortably. You may imagine a little string which is at the head and pulls you up so that you can sit straight. Take your shoulders, roll them back, and place your open palms on your knees. If you like, you can make the Jnana Mudra. That means the thumb goes over the index finger. That means God comes over the ego. And the three fingers are straight like this, both hands. Now breathe in and out deeply. Notice how on an inhale your belly and chest rises, and on each exhale they sink in a little bit. Let's do a few deep breaths in. At the end of your exhalation, you can hold your breath a little. And then breathe in even more deeply. You exhale and hold your breath. And then, when it's still comfortable, breathe in. Continue now breathing in your natural rhythm. And become totally present to the present moment. Thoughts and feelings may arise. Without judging them, let them pass. Your consciousness is almost like an open sky. The thoughts and feelings and emotions are like passing clouds. If you have not done so already, please close your eyes. On your next inhale, bring your awareness to your heart space. Draw all your attention to your heart and let it dwell there. You, the eternal self, live in this effulgent heart space. Your nature is to be eternal, full of inner knowing, and full of boundless bliss. You're part of God. Full of immeasurable love, spaces of your heart space opens while you're deeply breathing in and out. Remain in this inner space and tell yourself, just like me, people of this world look for happiness. And just like me, the people of this world are trying to avoid suffering. Just like me, people of this world have known sadness, loneliness, and despair. And just like me, people are only trying to fulfill their needs. And are learning about life. Now please choose some people who are dear to you, who are close, whom you want to send your good wishes. People who you know of but who are not particularly close. Maybe it's a lady in the supermarket who's sitting there taking the money from the customers. Students whom you teach, just any type of people and now make an outer ring, people who you know who are not particularly close to you, whom you know little about, who may be perhaps even difficult, and in your heart send them your well wishes. May all be happy. May everyone be free from diseases. May everyone see all good everywhere. May there be no distress for anyone. also a good time to send your personal prayers to people you want to benefit from this meditation. Please start now. Slowly come back and engage in kirtan. Stay in the space, but sing. Yeah. Pilgrimage, came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was blessed by him. And you will be surprised, this little pastime is mentioned in this Chaitanya Charitamrita. I counted 4 times because it is an indication of compassion. It is repeated again and again so that we understand, wow, it seems to be important to be kind and compassionate, not only even to human beings, but to all beings, all living entities, in whatever species of life they might find themselves. We all are caught in our little story, which we spin endlessly. Inside of us there is this weave of our story, the ahankara, the eye maker, who builds up a story around I and me. Compassion is a very, very good way to come out of these subtle prison which happens when we are only in the ego or thinking selfishly. And you will be very surprised, if not even shocked, if you see how much spiritual ego is there. It's actually a contradiction of terms. There is no spiritual ego which is objectionable. Mean with this term, how much selfishness there is in so-called spiritual circles. So this compassion meditation, or a similar meditation, is something which needs a little practice. It is an outbreak practice, outbreaking control of the ego. We have this every Tuesday. You're invited to join us when you can. But even if you don't if you're not available, if the time is not available each Tuesday, try to be compassionate throughout the week. Engage in non-judgmental thoughts. That is, kind to everyone, no matter in what station of life they are. Engage in compassionate talk, and then in compassionate action. I thank you very much. Our time is up now. Please forgive us our technical glitches. Next time, we will try to not have any. All the best. Good evening. Hare Krishna.